Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF Podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
Hello and welcome to Made by Mamas, the podcast. I'm Zoe.
And I'm Georgia.
And we're here talking all things parenthood. You know, the real conversations.
Tips and tricks.
Products we love.
And brands we can't live without.
Let's get into it.
Good evening. And
no, don't do that.
What, do what then? I think we should make this a regular occurrence, like once a month.
No, that's too much. That's once every 4 weeks. Absolutely not. A quarter of episodes of viewing. No, thank you.
I guarantee you.
No,
that is what everyone wants.
Right, we're going to record now, okay?
Put it out there.
No, we're going to record now.
We're going to record now.
Yeah, because I'm doing an intro and this is normally Zoe's job. Right, I'm going to
Do start. We really need an
James,
intro?
James, stop
it.
It
on the...
I feel like I can't even say hello. But hello and welcome to Friday's episode of the podcast. It's another different one, bit of a shake-up. And no, Zoe has not run away. And no, we're not friends anymore or anything like that. Not that you thought that. But so I was just not well this week. She's really not well. I know, bless her. And recording the podcast when you're feeling rubbish, you just can't do it.
You can't be on top form.
No, you can't be on top form. So in case you haven't guessed, we've got Judgy James here tonight.
No, it's just James, dear.
Oh, it's just James. We're dropping the judgy, apparently. Actually, you know what? You have been less judgy recently. I'll give you it. You really have.
Thank you.
And actually, I was going to say, this episode might be slightly different to the one that we did before. If you haven't listened to that one, I think that one will be funnier. You should go back and listen to that one.
Why is that going to be funnier?
Because I feel like I like you a bit more now. Maybe than I did then.
Okay.
Well, no one wants to hear couples getting on with each other, do they?
Why don't I take over? This is what I mean. We should do it once monthly. I'll take over and we can put like a, you know, bit of structure to it.
No. Listen, you're not muscling in once a month. You have to be like completely joking. People want experts on here. They want actual real advice.
No. Okay,
we're not having you on here.
No, I'm not denying that they want that on here, but I guarantee if you put it out there, once a month, would you like to have structured Judgy James episode?
No, they won't,
they
James.
Would.
No.
Guarantee
right.
You.
Okay. Maybe we're going back to not liking James again now because he's being very annoying. But basically, what we thought we'd do is another Q&A with the husbands. And so we're going to start with one with James and I, and then I'm sure Zoe and Doz will do one maybe next week or the next couple of weeks. Whenever. So let's kick off. And actually, this question was asked on the last episode, but we might as well start with this.
Yeah.
Why is he called Judgy James? You give your take on it, and then I'll tell you the real reason.
Well, I don't know how I've managed to acquire this title, this nickname, whatever you want to call it. I don't know how.
You don't know how.
Well, no, I don't really. But I would say that I'm not judging. I don't judge people. I just have
high expectations.
Yeah, I have high standards. Yeah. Yeah.
So I'll tell you why. So living with James is
this is your new one.
It is because it perfectly describes it.
Yeah.
Is like being on your driving test. All of the time. You are constantly being marked, minors, majors, you know, just fail altogether. Occasionally you might pass, but he is always keeping track of everything that anyone's doing. It's not just me, it's anyone. No one on the street is safe. If you wear Nike socks with an Adidas pair of leggings, he won't miss it. He'll see it, he'll store it, and he'll judge you for it.
I won't judge you for it.
What will you do then?
Nothing. I don't know.
So there we go. That is why your name's Judgy James. But as I said before, you are being less judgy recently, I would say.
Yeah.
Let's go. I mean, there's actually been loads of questions about washing, obviously. Someone's actually put here, which is interesting, off topic, but can you discuss your experience of cosmetic dentist work?
Oh.
That's funny, because I'm obviously having braces at the moment. I'm having braces because I had baby teeth and it's all really complicated. But you have finished your orthodontic treatment, would you call it?
Well, yeah, I finished it like a year.
Yeah, a year ago. But you tell people your experience with it.
My experience was very good. Yeah, I actually wish I'd probably done it earlier, but then, you know, moving around and technology back in the day wasn't probably as good as what it was recently.
For anyone who's listening to this and hasn't listened to episodes before, James used to play football as his job, and we moved house 12 times. And so every time we obviously found a dentist, back in the day, if you had Invisalign, you used to have to go, every couple of weeks or whatever, and we could never commit that he'd be able to do that and actually finish your...
I'd like to think I would have lasted like 6 months.
Yeah, but you never know, do you?
Yeah, yeah, you just never know. Yeah, so I found it really good. Yeah, like I said, I wish I would have done it earlier. It's really easy, really.
Yeah.
I think you've got to be quite strict. You've got to like really stay on top of it. I'm very much, if someone tells me something and this is what you have to do and this will give you the best results, I'll stick.
Yeah, you're regimented, aren't you?
Yeah.
You've got a lot of, I don't really know how to describe it. Like, you've got a lot of willpower and you are very regimented.
And also, if you do Invisalign, it stops you from snacking. Yeah. On rubbish.
Yeah, that's true. It does. Mm. And you do like your flossing every night, don't you? Yeah. Pretty much, like with those little pegs. Mm. You have like really made the most of doing it.
Yeah,
you have. James had a gap in his teeth before, and now we'll put a picture on Instagram, but he really doesn't have any type of gap and his teeth are really good. Where should we go? Do you miss playing professional football?
This is really hard because it's all I ever knew from the age of... full-time, obviously 16, but from like the age of four, I started playing football and I knew that's all I ever, the only thing I ever wanted to do. I do miss it. Yes. Like when I watch games on the TV and I think that feeling of winning, of scoring, of last minute winners, of, you know, I miss all those things. I miss like being, you know, the day to day of it. One thing I have enjoyed is the freedom. And I say freedom. Friday nights, being able to do whatever we want to now. Saturdays, obviously, and Sundays being, you know, free days for us to be able to utilize as a family. 50% I miss it. 50% I really enjoyed it while it lasted. And I still do love football. But, you know, life moves on and you have to. Get on with it.
Really. Yeah, it was always going to come to an end at some point.
Yeah, there was.
You were never going to stay in it either, were you?
No, there was. The inevitable was, you know, is always going to happen. You're always going to have to finish playing at some point.
What's the most recent judgy thing he's done?
Just praising me a minute ago.
No, you have been less judgy. You have. You really have. I'm trying to think about the last judgy thing he's done. I know what it was. It was last night. So in our house, if you listen to this episode, continue listening to this episode, I don't do any of the laundry. Like he actually got a new washing machine. When I say he, we got a new washing machine when we moved in here.
Imagine I said that the other way around.
Yeah, I know, but it's funnier that it's the other way around. Yeah, it is. Yeah, and he can see when it's on from his phone. So I have to, if I want to put a wash on, I have to like sneakily do it and hope he doesn't look at his phone. So last night he was putting the kids to bed and I thought, I'm just going to put a wash in. And you were very judgmental about the wash that I'd chosen to put on.
It was a pointless wash.
Yeah.
So you admit it?
No, I don't admit it because no wash is a pointless wash, is it? Something's better than nothing.
Right, okay.
But yeah, there you go. That's the sort of thing. I mean, that is minor, but you know, if there's a major one. That would have been a minor idea. Okay. Mm. How did you know you were ready to be a dad?
That's a very good question. I didn't. I don't. I always felt like I wanted to be.
Huh? you said I didn't. I don't.
Did I say I don't? Sorry, I'm just went. I didn't really. I think I've always wanted to be a dad. Do you know what I mean? From quite young, and obviously, I think when we first met, like I probably spoke about it a little bit.
Yeah, I remember when we first met.
No, it's not literally like on the first day. I was like a weirdo.
No. I'm not going to say that you were a weirdo. Well, no, there are two things. Well, actually, one was weird, but. Yeah, you said when you're older, you're going to have a son and he's going to be called Axel. You did say that, like, probably the first time I met you.
Oh, here we go.
It was like you were scouting out, like, let's find a blonde girl who's going to make a blonde baby. And we
definitely not. Do not flatter yourself.
No, I'm joking. But no, I remember when we first met, it was when the old Love Island was on. And
my God, the very first.
Yeah. Who was on it?
They weren't smartphones about, you know, that's how old you are.
You are. Yeah. And we were texting each other.
Text
about
and you
it.
Run out of credit.
Yeah, probably. We were texting each other and I can't remember who it was. It was like someone on the program was talking about.
Wasn't Best?
Yeah, Callum Best was on it. There was Lady someone. I can't remember what her name was.
Oh my God, yes.
Blonde girl. Yeah. And then someone from Boyzone or.
Yes, the Irish fella.
Yeah. Anyway, we were messaging because he'd said something about like the best feeling in the world is having your kids run up to you and say daddy or something. No, one of them did on there. Okay. And you said, oh, I can't wait for that.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I remember that.
You remember that,
too? Yeah, I do. Oh, okay. Yeah, I really remember that. And I think we both said we remember, like, oh, yeah, me neither or whatever. Right. Yeah. So, yeah, I think.
So, but anyway, going back to, because I was always very, like, I was very much like, everything needs to be perfect. Everything needs to be in place. Mm. When we started to, you know, think and talk about it. And then really our life at that time was a bit like all over the shop.
Wasn't in place at all.
Exactly, yeah.
So, actually, we're probably in the worst position to have a kid and then, that we'd ever been.
Yeah, but it worked and you make it work. And that's my thing is, you know, everything will be okay in the end.
Yeah. Agree.
Like, you're going to have bumps in the road. You're going to have times when, you know, things are tighter, tougher. And then you're going to have times when things are a bit easier and nicer and that. And I don't think there's ever a ideal, perfect time to have kids.
No.
And you just like, have it and you crack on and you deal with, you know, what's in front of you day by day, week by week, month by month.
Because we never actually planned to try for a baby or anything like that, did we? We got pregnant with Axel. Actually, we were in the worst financial position we'd ever probably been in. We were living in different locations. Yeah. We were married, but you were living in Cheltenham and I was living in London because I was working and James was working and neither of us could not work.
Yeah.
So I couldn't have given up my job to live with him you know, we just couldn't do it. Yeah. So if things were all over the place and weird. And I surprised you, didn't I, on your birthday that I was pregnant. I'd actually gone home from work, didn't tell anybody because I just felt so awful. And then
I kept that thingy under the car seat.
Yeah.
For forever.
5 years. It's probably still there now. And also this is another one. Has becoming a parent made you look at your own childhood and parents with fresh eyes?
Yes, definitely.
In what way?
Like, it's hard, isn't it? Because you don't want to ever... I don't want to judge my parents.
Well, no, because no one knows what they're doing.
Yeah, exactly. No one knows what they're doing. And they've done the best. Like, I've got three sisters and, you know, we never had everything, but they gave us as much as they could. And it's only now, it's not only now, but, you know, when you have children, you start to understand and real life, you know, money, bills, etc. You understand, like, what they was going through back then. You don't, they're going through the same stresses, do you want to call it that? I find they're going through the same roller coaster that everybody else is on.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? And then you don't, it's not now, like I said, not just now, but, you know, as I've got older, I really, really appreciate what my mum and dad actually done for me.
Yeah.
You know, the sacrifices they made for me, etc. And
look at it with fresh perspective, like different perspective?
Yeah, there's things that I try not to do that my dad done.
Like what?
You know, I don't think he was like the most affectionate dad. Do you know what I mean? So I make sure, like, I don't know, I just, maybe I make sure that I show or I cuddle him more, or kiss him loads more than what probably I received. I don't know, just little things like that.
Yeah. I think when I look at, like, now, because I met you when we were 17 and your dad, you didn't drive, and your mum and dad used to drive over like every weekend to watch your games, and they would pick me up or pick you up and drive us back and all of that. I just think, oh my God, they had four children and they, until you were 16, they used to drive you over from North London to South London four times a week, and your dad had his own business and your mum worked, and they had three other kids. And I look at that and I think, oh my God, like, how did they do that? It's amazing. This is funny. How much money do you spend on tea bags for Georgia?
Yeah, hell of a lot.
It's so annoying because James doesn't drink tea. And every year in a Valentine's or birthday card or Christmas card, I always say, don't I? Like, maybe one year you'd like love tea as much as I do, or I'd love you more if you actually drank tea, and you don't.
I don't know, because I don't like it.
You do drink mint tea now.
Yeah, I drink,
or chamomile.
No, I don't really drink chamomile.
No?
Mint tea or like lemon ginger.
Yeah, you like those sorts of teas. He used to only like tea that came in a silk tea bag. Do you remember that? Yes, you did. I had to buy you tea pigs. Do you not remember? He's getting cross with me now. Right, so from tea, this is a good one. Does alcohol use make a negative impact on your relationship?
Why are you raising your eyebrows at me?
I'm asking you a question.
Probably, yeah, because once I have a drink, I just go. I'm enjoying myself having a drink. And if I don't message you and saying, oh, I'm going to be home in an hour or something, you go all nuts.
No, this is not true.
Here we go.
This is what James does. Actually, right, the positives when we have a drink together, it's quite nice. Like, we can have one or two together, have a giggle, and I like it. Like, that's not a negative. So I wouldn't say always, no, but this is one thing that I guess is really new to me because I never had this before. James always played football. I knew where you were. Like, your schedule was like scheduled to the T. You finished at this time, you were home at this time, blah, blah, blah. Anyway, now I've realised James is really bad at communicating when he's had a drink. So we've had a few arguments about this year when he'll go, first of all, he won't say he's going out after work.
Yeah, just don't say. Always like
just so, you know, normally he might be home at 6:30. 6:30 comes and goes. Haven't heard from him. No big deal. Fine, whatever. But then I'm thinking, oh, are we having dinner? Are we not having dinner? Like, oh, shall I have my dinner? Shall I have a bath? Shall I go to bed? nothing, don't hear from him. Then he says, oh, I'm leaving in a minute. And you think, okay, leaving in a minute, cool. Okay, I'll wait for you for dinner. Then an hour goes past and I say, are you leaving? And you go, yeah, I'm getting on the train now, right? So then I think, okay, fine, getting on the train now. I'll wait for him to have dinner. And then 2 hours go by. Another hour goes by and I go, are you on the way home? And then you're not on the way home. Okay. You were never on the way home. So that is the way that James's timekeeping is bad in general life. When he's had a drink, it just becomes it just doesn't exist.
But overall, alcohol doesn't
have a negative effect. Neither of us drink very much.
No.
Do we? We don't. Any top tips to support a husband when starting to trying to conceive? Because we never really did this, do we?
No, it's really hard. Yeah, because get active, I would say.
Oh, right. In terms of...
Yeah, support him, I don't know, encourage him to maybe start going to the gym.
Or
finding an activity.
Doing something like...
Yeah, like paddle. Start playing paddle.
James's answer to everything. I know what you mean. Like an output, somewhere... I think when you're going through a difficult time, like trying to conceive, or not because it doesn't have to be difficult, but you're going into something that might be stressful, it is a good thing to do to almost make sure you guys are as healthy and as in a good place as you can be, and that you've got the output, going to play paddle, where if things are on your mind, that's a good time.
Yes, it's good stress relief as well.
Yeah.
And try and limit stress. It's really hard to say, isn't it? Because obviously I don't know what situation they're in or how far down the line they've been trying for, etc. But I'll just say enjoy it as much as you can. Make it as fun.
Yeah, and the thing is, from
don't
people,
make it a chore.
Yeah, but from people that I've spoken to who are trying to conceive, it's not nice. It's not actually a nice thing to do. It becomes but I think even if it's not sexy anymore, it could be funny.
Yeah, exactly.
It's just you can almost take the mickey. We've had friends, haven't we, who've been laughing about sticking their legs up in the air and all the funny things that they've done and almost. Yeah, either it's like you said, it depends how far down the line you are and how you're feeling and stuff. But I do think that making sure from the start you've got that output, that something you like to go and do to relieve stress or to clear your head, I think that's a good place to start. Mm. How do you keep the spark alive in a long-term marriage with two small kids? 13 years total, 7 married. We've actually been married 10 years now, haven't we? I think it's important to be honest, right? In that there isn't always going to be that spark. You're going to go through waves in your relationship where things are really good, when are bad.
But what is spark?
I don't know.
That's what I mean.
Yeah, I don't know.
This is what I'm saying. What is spark? There might be times where, I want to give you a hug and I want to be next to you and I want to, but there's times where, you don't.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? I don't want to give you a cuddle. I don't want to, I don't know. What? It's really hard, isn't it?
Yeah.
Just keep the spark alive. It's not even I wouldn't even say we've been regimented in date night.
No, we haven't.
No, because then I think then that just becomes a bit stiff.
Yes, yeah.
It's too regimented.
It's too regimented, it is, you're right. I don't think we're that serious people, really. We don't have that sort of relationship where we're really intense with each other. Or I think we've always had quite a jokey, fun relationship where you would never find us gushing over each other and being oh my God, you're just the most amazing person. And I would think I would feel sick. Honestly, I would be sick.
But... Yeah, exactly.
What?
You know what I'm going to say?
No, go on.
You're you never show me appreciation.
No, that's different.
It's not.
It is.
How's gushing?
Feeling appreciated is different to I don't know. I just don't think we have that kind of relationship. I don't want to say spark alive, because I think actually saying spark puts a lot of pressure on people.
Yeah, that's what I mean. That's why I'm not too like,
because I just don't think that is always a marriage.
The spark is like, that's what I mean. What is the spark? Sometimes the spark might be, does that person make you laugh? I don't know. And then sometimes like, I might not want to make you laugh.
Yeah.
You do my edit.
Do you know what, right? This is me being as gushy as it will get. But for me, when we went skiing, I really felt more like sparky because you were really lovely to me. Like
I am always.
No, you're not. Like, I think I expected James to get really cross with me when I did things wrong skiing, and you didn't. You're amazing. You were so supportive. You are actually encouraging me. Like, you carried my skis for me. You were always making sure that I was okay. It was really nice.
But then one time going down the slope and I was like, oh, no, push more through your right foot. I'm not listening to you. So where's that come from?
No, it's I couldn't hear you. I said, I can't hear you. I mean, I can't hear you and do what you say at the same time. That's what I said.
Oh, did you say that?
Yeah.
I thought you said, I'm not listening to you. I can't hear you and I'm not going to listen to you anyway.
I didn't say that. I couldn't hear you. We'll be right back after this short break.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Welcome back to this episode of Made by Mamas. Now, where were we?
I like how you're picking out these questions as well.
Well, because some of them are the same, so I know what I'm doing. There's loads of laundry tips. But I was going to say, this is another good one that you can answer. Top tips for husbands in the postpartum period.
It's difficult, isn't it? Because sometimes, obviously, if you're breastfeeding, there's not loads you can do. There is, but, you know...
Do you think you feel left out?
No, I never felt left out.
Did you not know?
No. I don't know, like... But then again, that's just the way I am. Like, I would really enjoy like sterilising the bottles. But
they would be sterilised within an inch of their life.
Yeah, correct.
And but, those baby grows were pristine white.
Yeah, I think if you can help in those ways,
in those ways,
you're involved, aren't you?
Yeah, you got to get yourself involved.
Yeah,
I think
you just got to muck in. Any bloke can stick a wash on it. It ain't hard.
Yeah,
and that could give your wife, partner, break. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, it's the little things.
It's the tiny little things that add up.
Yeah.
Like, because, yeah, when they're breastfeeding, you know, you can't sit there and breastfeed, but you can, you know, oh, okay, I'll quickly put a wash on, or I'll quickly do...
Make them a drink.
Make them a drink. Like, yeah. Like, I don't know, those little tiny things that
I think,
tidy up the house quickly. You know, like I'm not saying get out the Hoover and give it a full blown spring clean, but, you know, usher away some toys, those sorts of things. I think it's just a bit of, I think you'd enjoy it more as well.
Yeah, I agree.
Rather than sitting on the outskirts thinking, what can I do? Just go and ask the question because, we're not mind readers either. So, you know, if you're getting cross with your husband for not doing anything, well, tell him. That's what I think, because he's not a mind reader. And sometimes people aren't as proactive as yourselves or what you want them to be. So,
yeah, that's
you know,
so true.
Give him a
give me a little heads up.
Or like, this is one thing I think that really helped us in that postpartum stage was, and I think not like I felt judged for it, but maybe a little bit. But remember when we lived in Cheltenham, we had didn't have our family like living close by or anything. But whenever my mum used to come and stay, or my mum and dad used to come and stay, they used to let us, because they used to stay in a hotel, didn't they? Because we had a 2-bedroom flat. So, and they never used to want to like intrude too much, but they used to let us go and stay. Do you remember in the hotel one night? Yeah. And then we would obviously go back the next night. Or like your instinct is, oh, I want to see my mum and dad. I haven't seen them. I want to spend all the time with them. But actually my mum used to be like, no, you two go out. Like you two go out. Even if it was for like a walk for half an hour, just the two of us together, let me have the baby for half an hour.
Well, how's that helping with dads?
Well, because I think it helps dads and mums like,
oh yeah, like
have the space to talk about like what's going on. Because I think it's easy. Like, don't get me wrong, I do think women go through more than men in those stages, like mostly because you've been through the physical thing of birth. Yeah, and, you know, I think it's a bigger change. On the whole, it is.
Yeah, of course.
But I do think that we can forget about dads in those situations because the focus is all on the mum. So I do think having that like little half an hour walk around the park, or
well, you got to think if you're in a routine that you go to the gym every night as a bloke, you go to the gym every night, or you know Tuesdays, Thursdays, you go and do some activity, and now you've got something that come into your life that chucks it off a little bit, but you still want to be able to do it. It's hard, isn't it? You don't want to, because that is actually affecting them. That's affecting their lifestyle.
Yeah.
Also helping yourself, you know, try and make time for yourself as a dad as well.
Yeah, well, just, I think that's the lesson I think we've both learned in this whole thing, like of having kids, is that I think we were both trying to be martyrs at the beginning. And I'd argue you probably were, you still maybe are more than me, in that you don't go for weekends away with your friends.
No, no.
Like, I think maybe because you used to go away with football so much, you then wouldn't then go away for like a social thing. But like, I think you have to let each other do those things.
Yeah,
like,
definitely. Yeah.
You can't, like you say, like if you've got a partner who, I don't know, loves playing paddle, when you've had a baby, it shouldn't all stop.
Yeah, that's like, exactly that.
But
that's
as long
I mean.
As it's on both of you,
yeah, yeah,
as long as it's on both of you, yeah, yeah, both of you terms, are like, because I think that's a really good place to start.
Definitely.
And then there's like no resentment.
And exactly,
like,
that's the word. Yeah, the resentment.
You know,
yeah.
Maybe it's, you know, the husband plays paddle on a Thursday night, and then on a Friday night, maybe in the early days, mum might not want to go out, or physically not be able to go out, like in the super early days. But,
You
know, the husband says, right, tonight, you know, go and have a bath. If the baby cries, I'm sorting it out.
Yeah,
or
yeah,
I'm,
yeah,
you know,
exactly.
I don't know. I think that is like the main thing, isn't it, from the start? It's like the whole don't be martyrs with each other.
Yeah,
like,
definitely.
Don't try and compete of who's done the most.
Yeah, who's done the most. That is
because that we did it. Like,
that is
it's
you
just,
all over.
Yeah, I know it is, but it's a silly way. It's a silly thing, like, and a silly. Yeah, it's just it's a silly habit to get into, and it's a hard one to be. Oh, actually, someone here has put, how did you prepare for your career change? My husband is in his last few years as a pro.
So I started to look at my skills that I'd learn on the way.
Like football skills. Yeah, like in football.
Yeah, in football, but life skills, etc. And also my thing was, how can I help others in football? Because I knew I didn't want to go into coaching. It was, how else can I help? So that's why I started to look down the route of St. James's Place, which is the financial advisors, where I think, you know, there's not enough education and advice to young players.
Yeah.
So it was just thinking outside the box in how you can help players, basically. That's what I wanted to do. I wanted to still be involved in the game and help players, And that's why I just started to look down those sorts of routes. And then eventually, obviously, I come to what I do now.
What
which
do you do
is
now?
I help players with their insurances. So
yeah.
Whether that's, you know, homes, cars, jewellery, watches, career-ending insurance, I can help on. But it's just, yeah, so that's why I can help players in that way, you know, making sure that they're looked after, they're not getting, they're getting the right cover, they're not getting ripped off. You know, those
and it's not
of
just
things.
Footballers, is it? It's like
no, yes, yeah,
any high net worth.
Yeah,
but what would you say to somebody who knows that they're in the last few years of their career?
Yeah.
Like they say, I don't know, they're 30 something, and they've probably got 3 years left, 2 years left.
Of, yeah, probably.
What
yeah.
would you say?
Find what you want to do. Yeah, like, but
it's now as well, isn't it?
Yeah, the sooner the better.
Yeah,
definitely. Yeah, the sooner you start to network, to speak to people, yeah, the better, because you're always then in their mind. You're always in the back of their mind. Whereas if you then finish and go, oh, I'll do it now, well, you might have missed
a million
chance.
Opportunities.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's really...
Because that's something you learned,
actually,
didn't you?
Yeah, well, that's what actually probably ended up happening. It was, you know, I could have stayed full time, but then speaking, networking, I got an opportunity that actually allowed me to play part-time and actually take the opportunity straight away.
Yeah. But also, like, it's really good to look into these things now because, for instance, like, you, there was that JP Morgan, like, there's a scheme
yeah,
for
the
ex-athletes.
Yeah, the
there's,
athlete transition program.
You can speak
which
to the PFA,
is,
can't you?
Yeah, you speak to the PFA.
But they only have intakes at certain times of the year. So if you miss them, you've missed, like, you kind of missed the boat.
I think, like
you say, telling people like your plan and like what you want to do is like such a good way to do it, because then they have it in
their mind
that that's what you
want
to do.
They might be speaking to somebody.
And then they might be speaking to someone and yeah like
oh,
yeah.
No, yeah, I know.
Well, that's with everything actually, isn't it? Like at any right.
Don't,
so
yeah, don't fear it and
everything will be all right.
Yeah, and act ASAP.
Yeah. So I think that is most of the questions. Apart from, there's a lot of questions about how skiing was. Did you ski together? I think we answered that. We did, didn't we?
Yeah, we did ski together.
And what did you think? What did you say? So the trip we went on was booked by Flagstone Travel, which is a travel company. And we chatted to them about, well, I did, like, what sort of experience we had, what sort of holidays we've liked in the past, all of that. And they came up with the opportunity to go to Club Med, which we'd never been to a Club Med before. No. And you said it was the best holiday you've ever been on.
Yeah, it's probably the best holiday I've ever been on. I thoroughly enjoyed it. It was, yeah, because it was, you was active, you still had probably not as much downtime as we used to.
Yeah.
But, you know, if we did go again, there might be a few days where I have a bit more downtime.
And we did ski together and we had a lot of time together.
And we had spent a lot
just
of time together.
Just the two
together.
Of us.
Yeah.
Which was really,
yeah, which was
like,
nice.
Really, really nice. Well, we're on to laundry tips.
No.
So this is what, you know, black and white, navy and white striped tops. How do you wash them?
Oh, yeah. See, they're always, I usually just put them in with the whites.
Do you? What about the navy running onto the white?
And then you put a colour catcher in.
Oh, you put a colour catcher in. Those sheets.
That's right, yeah.
Right, there we go. Stain removal, poo, grass, ketchup, tomato.
Oh, wow.
They all seem to stick.
I usually soak Axel's top, white football top in Ace in cold water. That usually does the trick with the grass, if I'm honest.
And you've got a little brush, haven't you? And sometimes you brush bleach if it's white.
Yeah, on a spot. Yeah.
And
also, sometimes I make a mix of bicarbonate soda, washing powder, or, you know, washing soap.
Yeah,
whatever.
Detergent.
Usually that does the trick as well. If you spot it.
Good tip.
I've found that was really like... sarcastic. Like good tips. What other ones we got? Great.
What
is Georgia judgy about?
That's a good one to finish on, I think.
Yeah?
Yeah, go on. I know what I'm judgy about. I mean, I'm actually not that judgmental in general.
Not really.
No, I'm not judgmental at all. But I do judge people for certain things.
Go on then, you tell us.
I know what I'm judgy about. I'm judgy about food. I'm really judgy about food.
Yeah, you are, yeah.
Like, I don't mean to... Well, no, I do mean to be. I don't know. I just feel like I'm judgy. Yeah, I am. I'm judgy about food. Like, not in a deep way, in a funny way. Like, I just can't... Yeah, I'm just judgy in that, not about what people feed their kids or anything that deep, not at all, but I'm just judgy about like PG tips or, you know, people buying like, I don't know, there's just certain things like that I just can't. I think I'm just fussed. I'm not fussy about food. I'm just really into food. And so then, yeah, that is mainly what it is, isn't it? That's probably my... That's the thing I'm most judgmental about.
Yeah, food.
Done. Actually, James came home from work and I was like, oh, right, let's put the kids to bed and now we're going to go and record a podcast and he hasn't eaten dinner and we need to go and feed him. So you've been on good form.
Have I?
Yeah. Considering you've not eaten and you've just come straight home from work.
Thank you. Well, that's a compliment from you, isn't it?
I mean, I told you, I like you at the moment. Thank you so much for listening. I'm sorry. It's weird when you record with your husband. We're actually sitting in bed, although we need to go back downstairs now and eat. But yeah, we're just rambling on. But yeah, thank you for listening. If any feedback on this episode, then please do let us know and rate, review and subscribe. I've said
all
it
of that
before.
Stuff.
No, but I have said it before and you'll hear it again and again and again. But please, please, please do rate, review and subscribe. Tell your friends because it helps get the podcast out there. And the more people that listen, the better production. We can do lives. We can get better guests. We can forget about Georgie James coming on here.
No. We can boost listeners via me.
No. And I don't know what else I'm saying because now James has put me off. Yeah, we will be back. Normal service resumes on Tuesday. And if you need us between now and then, drop us a DM on Instagram. We're on @MadeByMummers.
Or drop me in.
No, just @MadeByMummers. And yeah, we'll see you on Tuesday.
Or let me know on mine and we can
we're gonna stop him here.
Made by Mamas is an Insanity Studios production. Today's episode was produced by the wonderful Charlotte Mason.
Small details are big surfaces. Tight corners are odd shapes. Flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win. And support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. The future isn't scary. Not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.